Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
If you build it, they will come, Joel. Seen that movie?
I have seen
it. He's in the movie, Joe.
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
In our 670 The Score studios, Jordan Malley.
Shout out to Jordan Malley.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't. No.
No.
I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you're going to make it happen.
And Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls, 5 days a week.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Follow me on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, my co-host, Matt Peck, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your texts, your voicemails. We'll get to those early next week. So if you guys have any thoughts, and I'm sure you do, we'd love to hear from you, 331-979-1369. It's good to be back. I haven't been on the mics as often, and so I think it's been about a week or so since I did my last solo episode. Matt is out today. It's just me, but I wanted to jump on here. I was going to do something after this Kings game tonight, but I felt like with the news that we got a few hours ago as I'm recording this at 5:30 tonight, this was deeming and worthy enough of a quick, maybe a little bit of a shorter podcast. And we got news now, tweeted out by the Bulls official account. This is coming from NBA.com, from the Bulls official site. It says Chicago Bulls forward Lauri Markkanen underwent an MRI of his right hip at Rush Hospital on January 23rd, which revealed an early stress reaction of his right pelvis. Following a period of rest, Markkanen will resume basketball-related activities with a full return anticipated in 4 to 6 weeks. Not good. Not good. Not what we were expecting to see. But I mean, as a Bulls fan, this is kind of expected, right? Like when I saw this, I just kind of chuckled myself. And of course, injuries aren't funny. And this is super disappointing for Lauri Markkanen and for all of us who are hoping to see a full season from Markkanen. Disappointing again. Markkanen will be out 4 to 6 weeks. What does this mean? Probably going to get Markkanen back, what, maybe the start of March? Maybe the start of March? The Bulls are going to be super precautionary about this. But I think this goes beyond just, oh, Markkanen has another injury. I want to get into that a little bit right now. And I also want to talk at the back end of this episode a little bit about the All-Star voting, the starters for the All-Star game, and whether or not Zach LaVine looks like he's going to get in or not, and whether or not he should. We'll break that down a little bit from the top 20 guys that were voted from the Eastern Conference. So we'll talk about that at the back end of the episode. But this is another shot in the gut. I mean, how many times have we been punched during this rebuild? How many times? I mean, I keep asking every few months, is this rock bottom? Is this rock bottom? Well, is this rock bottom? And we continuously find a new low. And it sucks. According to Casey Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago, the Bulls say that this is only precautionary. So if the Bulls were hunting for a playoff spot, if they were in the playoff race, or they were actually in the playoffs, Markkanen would play. But I guess from the MRI that they got back, it was best to say, let's sit him, let's have him heal. So now Markkanen has had a elbow injury, he's had an ankle injury, he's had back problems, and now he has a hip problem. It's not really great for a 21-year-old, third-year player in the league to have that many injuries this often. So that's something to keep an eye on. Hopefully that Markkanen now can rest, and you know, he's still been playing on an injured ankle, so that's something that he's been trying to battle through. And I think also too, in part, the hip injury, which Casey Johnson had mentioned as well, was something that he's been continuously battling all season. It was one of Markkanen's goals, was to play all 82 games this season and prove that he can fight through pain whether it's a small injury, something that's nagging and bothering him, maybe he's not at 100%, but he can play through the pain and still be able to go out there and perform. Well, we haven't seen a consistent performance from Markkanen. Maybe it does come hand in hand with an injury. The only small little bit of positive I can take away from this is the fact that Markkanen is actually going to be able to rest his ankle for a few weeks now. Fully healthy ankle, hoping a fully healthy, no setbacks to the hip, and that is exactly what they're telling us, that it's precautionary. But now with this, 4 to 6 weeks, Otto Porter doesn't look like he's coming back till after the All-Star break, and we still have no real update on whether or not he's actually going to come back after the All-Star break. I mean, at this point, the Bulls have to be looking at themselves and saying, it's time to raise the white flag here. This season's over. Season's done with. Now we have to position ourselves in the best place for the summer. This is a wrap. What's the point of trying to make now an extended run? You're not going to have Markkanen. You don't have Otto Porter. You don't have Wendell Carter Jr. You're not going to win games with the roster that the Bulls have missing those three guys. So even if it was the Bulls' goal from now to, say, the 1st of March, to try and win as many games as possible to put themselves in a position to maybe win out that 8 seed and bring back their starters fully healthy for a month to go. Reality check is, again, the roster that the Bulls currently have constructed without those three main pieces is not going to win many games. The Bulls' schedule isn't too difficult in February. And we saw this again last year, too, where the Bulls went on a winning streak. Had some games where they picked up quality wins, but they also had some really bad opponents in February and the start of March. Similar again this season, except for the Bulls' last 6 weeks of the season is brutal. We talked about this at the beginning of the season. The Bulls' schedule is absolutely brutal to finish up those 6 weeks. So the Bulls have to be looking at this from long-term perspective here. We have, what, 2.5 months left of basketball? Maybe just under 3 months of basketball left to play. About 35 games or so to play left. You have to seriously consider yourself trying to put yourself in the best position for the draft now. It's a wrap. As soon as Otto Porter went out, Wendell Carter went out, Daniel Gafford's out. Now Markkanen's out for an extended period of time. And it's not like Markkanen was contributing at the level that we were hoping he was going to. So it wasn't even like he was helping Zach LaVine try and pull off some of these wins. This Bulls season has been a complete and utter disaster, and I don't think I need to just sit here and tell you guys that. You guys have watched this firsthand, just as I have, just as Matt has, every single game. You know, we can talk about all the frustrations on the inside. We can talk about all the in-game frustrations that we have, whether it's Boylan, whether it's the players not being able to close games, whether it's having terrible starts to the second half, whatever the case may be. It starts with having a fully healthy roster, and I hate that this is the case, but it's, again, something that we're going to hear in April again. It's, well, we didn't have a fully healthy roster. We didn't have our core pieces be able to play a majority of games together. The only person that, and I should say the only two guys that have been able to consistently stay healthy and try to grow have been Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn. Other guys have missed significant chunks of time. In case in part, other role players on your team can't even get into the 10-man rotation. Looking at Denzel Valentine, which is another person I want to talk about a little bit. But back to the Markkanen thing. So 4 to 6 weeks probably puts us at the first week of March if Markkanen comes back. Maybe a little bit sooner if things are okay, Otto Porter comes back. We'll have to see where this Bulls team is going into the All-Star break. But to me, if I'm the front office, I'm looking to try and increase the trade value and the trade talks in Denzel Valentine, Thaddeus Young, Thomas Satoransky. Hell, I would even take calls on Zach LaVine. This is all things that the Bulls, I assume they are already doing. And something that I brought up on Twitter too, this 4 to 6 week precautionary benching, sidelining law we're marking in. Maybe this is a play for the Bulls to try and increase the trade value of Thaddeus Young. Thaddeus Young's going to step into that four spot, play the majority of the minutes there. Now over the next, what? I think it's, what, 3, maybe 4 weeks to the trade deadline? try to get as much increased value out of him as they can and try to deal him before the deadline. That's the goal here. So if there's another maybe small bright light, it sucks. It sucks that Thaddeus Young hasn't worked out here. And it sucks that he's frustrated with Jim Boylan, and Jim Boylan is trying to change his game after 13 years in the NBA of playing the same way and being successful that way, trying to change his game all of a sudden. This is the only team Thaddeus Young has been on that he's had frustrations on, consistently, at least. You know, he was brought in to be the leader of this team, and I think after the first couple of months, he's taken a look around and go, this is a joke. He may love his teammates, and the team together, the players, they might be tight. And that's what it sounds like, you know, when the players talk about each other and what the core is like outside of just coaches and management, how the actual players are bonding. It seems like all of those guys are a tight-knit group. But for whatever reason, it's not correlating with Jim Boylan. Jim Boylan's going to do whatever Jim Boylan wants to do, whether you like it or not. Denzel Valentine, Jabari Parker, both victims of that as well. Two guys who've pushed back from what Jim Boylan was going to do, and they got benched. So, Thaddeus Young, let's hope he plays well over the next course of 3 weeks while filling in for Lauri Markkanen ahead of the NBA trade deadline, and hopefully we can get something out of him. You know, he deserves to be on a team that's actually going to be fighting for a playoff spot and get out of this mess that we have right now, what we call the third year of the rebuild. For the Bulls, that would be the best case scenario. Maybe get a late first round pick for Thaddeus Young, or maybe take on some money for Thad, because he has signed for 2 more years. Take on some money for Thad and also get a young player. You know, I saw the Clippers being tossed around as one likely candidate. The Milwaukee Bucks could be another trade candidate as well. You know, I brought this up, I think, on a podcast last week when I was talking to you guys last, is when I talked to Tony East and him talking about Thaddeus Young and him playing on the Pacers last year, he said he's probably the best guy in the entire NBA guarding Giannis Antetokounmpo. So a lot of teams are going to want him. And so there's going to be significant value for him. And I still think that there's significant value for Thomas Satoransky too, a guy who's a pass-first guard, can play a little bit of defense, long, lanky, can knock down the three, can score. For whatever reason, it hasn't been put together consistently here either. But I think on a playoff team in a bench role, that would work for him. So the Bulls should keep all of their options open at this point, every single one of them. But I think the thing that they need to come to the realization, and we're probably not going to hear it, maybe we won't even hear it till the trade deadline passes and we see some significant moves being made, and that would be their statement about how they think this team is going to go for the rest of the season. But for right now, I think it's white flag up. This is Bulls white flag up. Let's try to limit the rest of the damages for the rest of whatever it is, 35 games or so. Let's lick our wounds from the all the injuries that the Bulls have had, all the blown fourth quarter leads, and just try to salvage something for the summer. Because there's no point in trying to chase an 8 spot and then get bounced in 4 games against the Bucks. It does you no good, puts you back in the middle of the pack drafting, just continues to have this team meddle. So as we learn more about Lauri Markkanen, I'm sure we'll have more on Monday's show to talk about, and seeing how this team plays without him. And I'm going to be curious who steps up as the guy is the second option on the offense, and see maybe if Thaddeus Young tries and fills that role. And I don't know, maybe Jim Boylan's going to try and run things to modern day Robert Horry and Luke Kornet. I have no idea. So we'll find out, but in order to win games over the next month or so, Zach LaVine's going to have to put up 35 or 40 a night. Before I get to Denzel Valentine, I want to talk about him a little bit, and I also want to talk about Zach LaVine and his All-Star candidacy, or attempt to candidacy, trying to get into the All-Star game for the first time. I want to talk a little bit about that because the All-Star starters were named and also the All-Star captains were named, which we're just only a couple weeks away here. It's going to be depressing if Zach LaVine doesn't get in, but I do want to talk about that because I feel pretty optimistic about his chances. But before I do that, this episode of Locked On Bulls sponsored by Arizona Tourism. This spring, follow your favorite baseball teams to Arizona for Cactus League spring training. Amazing weather and landscapes, exciting outdoor adventure, incredible food. Arizona is the perfect home base for baseball fans. Arizona's one-of-a-kind experience, spring training experience. Follow your favorite baseball team to Arizona. 10 stadiums, 15 MLB teams. And what could you ask for? What more could you ask for? 75 to 80 degree weather. Explore the Arizona outfield. Arizona is known for its incredible landscapes and thrilling outdoor adventures. Hit the road and explore Arizona's urban centers, ghost towns, artsy communities, and quirky outposts. Check off must-see destinations from your bucket list like the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, Horseshoe Bend, and Tucson. Plan your spring getaway at visitarizona.com/springtraining. Visitarizona.com/springtraining. So let's talk quickly about Denzel Valentine. Should we? Shall we? It's time to try find a trade partner for Denzel Valentine, and it's time to do that now because we're not getting an answer. And I'm sure the beat writers there are frankly tired of asking why all of a sudden Denzel Valentine's in the doghouse. You know, in games where the Bulls are desperately looking for somebody to be able to knock down a three or two, a guy that was supposed to be the Bulls' comeback instant option in that second unit to come off and score for a little bit. He's the primary scorer coming off that bench this season. That's what we all projected, right? That's what the Bulls thought he was going to be. Jim Boylan appears to have other plans for Denzel Valentine. I mean, the limited minutes that he was able to get in, he's been knocking down a three or two here and there, but we haven't seen much of anything from Denzel Valentine. So even in the case of asking for a trade, what are you going to get for him? Teams haven't seen this guy actually legitimately play in over 2 years. So that's the tough part here. You know, I think he can actually be useful in this Bulls rotation. I mean, he's better than what we're getting out of most of the guys on this team anyway. And the fact that you have so many injuries on this team and Denzel Valentine still can't see consistent minutes on the floor, why? Why have we not gotten an answer? And at this point, do you even care? Do Bulls fans even care at this point why Jim Boylan is put the Jabari Parker treatment on Denzel Valentine? Are you guys over it? Do you just want to see him dealt? Even if it is just for a second round pick, maybe something a little bit extra just to match salary, whatever the case may be. And maybe it's going to be something where you're going to have to package Denzel Valentine with somebody like Thaddeus Young, sweeten a deal a little bit to get a little bit better value back, whether it is a young player that's controllable or if it is, you know, pushing instead of getting a second round pick back in a player, you're getting that late first round pick. I think that's the way Denzel Valentine trade value is going to go. I can't see just a singular trade for Denzel Valentine. It wouldn't be in the benefit of the Bulls because Denzel Valentine's value is probably at the lowest it's been. Even when he was, his value was higher when he was hurt all of last year than it has been this year. What does it say about Denzel Valentine's game just from afar, from 1,000 feet, bird's eye perspective here? Tells me Jim Boylan doesn't want to play him. What's going on in that locker room? Is it on Denzel Valentine? What's he doing? What's the relationship like? Why can't he get on the floor? Why is this all of a sudden something Jim Boylan has done to two different players? Teams are going to be like, okay, we'll take the guy on. We haven't seen much in 2 years, but we're not going to give you a whole hell of a lot back for him. So I think that's the way it goes, is Denzel Valentine's going to have to be packaged with somebody else. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the calls are going to be on Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn could be a really, really great defender and a huge help for a lot of teams going into the playoffs, looking for depth at the guard, looking to shore up their defense. So I'm going to be curious over the next couple of weeks what the calls are going to be on Chris Dunn, but also to Zach LaVine. You know, I'm sure the Bulls will pick up the phone and listen, and even maybe on Markkanen, maybe even on Carter. Maybe they've gotten to that point where they need to, if they're going to stick with Jim Boylan, then they need to make a move or at least listen. But the fact is again, I think in year three, the Bulls are going to be a seller again. First year of the rebuild didn't do a whole lot. I mean, you got a first round pick for Nico Mirotic, which turned into Chandler Hutchison. Last year at the deadline, the Bulls dealt Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker. and we got Otto Porter Jr. back. You know, and speaking of that, just a side note really quick. Tom Haberstroh from NBC Sports Chicago, he tweeted out just a few hours ago the amount of games that the Bulls' four quote-unquote core players have played together since making the Otto Porter trade last year. Zach LaVine, Otto Porter Jr., Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr. Since acquiring Otto Porter last year, that core has only played 9 of a possible 74 games together. 9 games. And that 9 games we saw, Otto Porter had a true shooting percentage of like 75% and was north of 55% from 3 and just absolutely lighting the NBA on fire before he dealt with nagging injuries. And same thing with Markkanen and LaVine, and the Bulls were secretly trying not to win games at the end here, even though Boylan was telling us he's trying to win games. Front office is doing one thing, Jim Boylan's trying to do another at the end of that game. But the moral of the story is 9 games out of the possible 74 games. It's just another layer of excuses that the Bulls are going to be able to add to this. Oh, we were hurt. You know, our core hasn't been able to play together. They haven't had much time to learn chemistry together. You know, we added Otto Porter as a crucial piece. We thought he was going to be a crucial piece to stepping on the gas, per se, of this rebuild. Well, apparently not. And I will bet every single penny I have to my name that he's picking up that option. I'm sure most of you out there will agree with me. He's 100% picking up that option, especially after the injury concerns. He's not going to get a fat contract like that anymore. You think I bet you his next contract is worth around 30, 40, 50 million for 3, 4, 5, 4 years. Signs one more contract. But with all the injury concerns, we haven't seen what Otto Porter can do in almost a year. At least fully healthy. I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is here, but to me, it's, all right, damage control on this season. If you're not going to fire Jim Boylan, if you're not going to make drastic moves, you're going to put Lauri Markkanen out 4 to 6 weeks for precautionary reasons. You're thinking about trading the veterans you just signed in the offseason to accelerate this rebuild. Then the white flag is coming out of the pocket and it's being raised. That's where I'm at. You know, and time is only ticking on Zach LaVine, and we'll talk about him in a second. Are you the type of fan that knows football so well that you could choose any game and call it? Well, MyBookie is the place for you because they let you turn all your sports knowledge into cash in your wallet. MyBookie is a fantastic sponsor, and they're sponsoring today's Locked On Bulls podcast. Between football season, NBA, and the start of college basketball season, and the start of the tournament just coming up in, what, probably about 6 weeks or so, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. Tired of watching the games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants to get your mind off of everything else and back on the game. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's LOCKEDONNBA. Promo code to activate this offer. Once again, that's promo code LOCKEDONNBA to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Again, MyBookie, promo code LOCKEDONNBA to get a matching deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Two more quick things before I get out of here for the weekend, and we can all go enjoy Friday night of Bulls and Kings. Let's talk Zach LaVine really fast in All-Star Game. Starters were announced yesterday. Team captains announced also yesterday. Starting five for each team. In the West, you have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, and James Harden. In the East, you have Giannis, you have Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Trae Young, Kemba Walker. So those are your five starters. They're going to carry, what, 12 guys? Maybe 13? He gets 12 guys. So that means out of the 20 possible guys listed here, fan rank, player rank, and media rank, how does Zach LaVine get in? Think about this. Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, Kyrie Irving, all of those guys are getting in, right? So what does that put you at? 10 players? Put you at 10 players out of the possible 12. So Zach LaVine, to make two spots, has to beat out Domantas Sabonis, Andre Drummond, Taco Fall, Chris Middleton, Kyle Lowry, Derrick Rose, Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, Jaylen Brown, Spencer Dinwiddie. That's awfully tough, man. It's really, really tough. I think Zach LaVine deserves it, especially the way he's played of recently. I know he's on a trash team. I get it. I get the Bulls are terrible. National media hasn't covered them at all, and if they have, it's just basically to mock and laugh. Zach LaVine deserves to be in the All-Star game. I mean, I tweeted it out a couple of days ago, and it hasn't been updated since the couple of games the Bulls have played. But over the course of the last month, 5 weeks, Zach LaVine averaging over 30 points a game. I mean, shooting a ridiculous over 45% from the field. True shooting percentage is over 50%. I mean, this dude is doing everything trying to will this Bulls team to a win when you got fucking Cristiano Felicio playing significant minutes, and you've got your head coach calling Luke Kornet, a guy you added as a reserve over the offseason, you know, a future Robert Horry. Like, it's going to be tough. Zach LaVine has to beat out those guys in order to claim probably one of the two or one of the three spots. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do carry 15, in which that would make it way easier. Then Zach LaVine's in for sure. If they carry 15 guys on this roster, it's Giannis, Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, Trae Young, Kemba Walker, Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose, Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Jaylen Brown. That's who I would go with. I mean, it's tough. Spencer Dinwiddie's had a good year. Kyle Lowry's had a good year. Ben Simmons has had a decent year. Bradley Beal's been balling out too. You know, going back and forth. He, I saw, had 36 the other night. Over the last 10 games too, he's been playing absolutely out of his mind. So we'll see. I think Zach LaVine, though, 100% deserves to be in it. I think they'll put him in it just because of Chicago. Needs some type of storyline. Can't go without the team that's hosting. Have nobody participate in anything all weekend. So we'll see. We'll see about Zach LaVine. I'm praying for him. You know, Bulls Nation, go out there and vote. You can just tweet NBA votes. Tweet Zach LaVine. We need to push him. You know, I think as much as we want to see Zach LaVine be great here in the city, I think we need to support him as well. And this is the time to do that because, you know, from his perspective too, think about this. Like if he feels like the fans aren't completely in love with him, what's to say that he doesn't stick around or he doesn't ask for a trade? So he's got to feel the love as well. And I think one way that Bulls fans can support him, still be completely frustrated with the team, but support him, is trying to push his way into the All-Star game. So let's try and vote Zach LaVine into the All-Star game. Let's continue to tweet out, continue to vote, and we'll see if he gets in. But I think that's going to about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Friday night. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy Bulls and Kings tonight. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Want to thank our sponsors for today's show, Arizona Tourism and MyBookie. Thank you to both of them. Can't do the show without great sponsors like Arizona Tourism and MyBookie. You can hit us up at 331-979-1369 if you got thoughts on your voicemails, you want to drop a voicemail, express your opinion, drop your text, or you can just tweet at us again at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls underscore Peck. For Jordan Malley, I'm saying I'm out of here for the weekend. For my partner Matt Peck, we will be back on Monday with a fresh episode. For Jordan Malley, we are out. Deuces.
What?
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com